Just about, yeah. I mean, the first few weeks were pretty intense because, like, during the days, like when we were off, we were in doing rehearsals and, you know, like changing lights and just polishing the show up a little bit. But now it's settled down a bit. I mean, we're still travelling to a different city each week, so that's pretty mental. But yeah, it's nice now. We've been up in Scotland the last couple of weeks, and yeah, we had a great time. Went up to Edinburgh Castle, went to Loch Ness, went all over the place. It was really fun.
I was going to say, I mean, it's touring in theatre is quite a unique thing, because you get to see the country in a very different way. Do you get sort of a few hours a day or whatever to be able to get out and see the places you're in, or is it very much an insular sort of, once you're there, it's just theatre all day?
Yeah, I mean, well, like I say, now it's kind of settled down a bit. I think we're in the sixth or seventh week now. Now we've got kind of our days free, apart from Wednesday and Saturday, like today when we've got matinees. But the rest of the days we're not called to the theatre till 7 o'clock. So yeah, it's been nice to kind of go exploring, and like you said, you don't really get the chance that often to kind of go to a different city every week, and kind of I'm really starting to appreciate England quite a bit more. Seeing loads of different places, it's great. It's great.
Well, obviously, people probably know you from your stints in Corrie and the times in Dancing on Ice. But looking back at your bio, you started your career on the stage in shows like Les Mis and Oliver.
Yeah, I did. I mean, my first ever job, I think I was 8 when I did like little pantos and stuff. But then when I was 10, Les Mis came to Bradford on the UK tour, and I got an opportunity to go and audition for it. And yeah, then I got that, and then it kind of went and snowballed from there. I did Oliver the year after, and then Les Mis again the year after that. And it's quite funny because I'm going back to Bradford Alhambra on this tour, and that's where I actually did my first ever job. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the woman on the stage door is still the same. So
they always are. Recognize
me from when I was 10.
They always are. People on the stage are always there forever, aren't they? They know everything about the theatre that you go to. So you've done some more stage work more recently. Do you find there's a different mindset to working in theatre and sort of going back to that after spending some time doing TV as well? Is it a very different ball game to being on screen?
Yeah, completely. I mean, it's just, essentially, it's the same. It's the same craft. You're still acting, but it's just a different method to doing things. Like obviously on TV, if something goes wrong, you have the opportunity to just do another take and get it right. Whereas on theatre, if something goes wrong, you have to, well, the show must go on, as they say. So yeah, you've got to kind of deal with that like instantly, as opposed to getting a chance to look back at it and seeing if you like it and then doing it again. So yeah, but then like also when you're doing a touring production like this, where you're doing like 10 shows a week, the show's constantly evolving. It's constantly like finding new parts of it and trying to like play the truth of the show, but like, also like finding ways to keep it interesting.
Do you find you've got a preference? If somebody's pinned you down and said stage or screen, what do you love more?
Do you know what? I've not had to choose so far, and I don't think I'd ever want to really, because I enjoy both like a lot. So yeah, like I said, I've spent most of my time doing TV stuff, but I obviously really, really enjoy doing theatre work as well. So yeah, I'm kind of on the fence for that one, I'm afraid.
So sort of both good, but in very different ways.
Yeah, completely.
So the show that we're talking about is the Full Monty. You started the tour back in September in Bournemouth. You're in Liverpool at the moment. How's it going? Is it going really well and being really well received?
Yeah, it's going fantastic. Yeah, I mean, all the reviews have been great, like getting 4 and 5 stars all over the place. And yeah, it's one of those shows. It's not. I don't think it's ever going to get boring, because literally at the end of the show, we all do this amazing dance routine and basically strip off.
Yeah, I've heard about the dance routine. I've heard it's something to look out for at the end.
Yeah, it's probably my favourite part of the show. It wasn't at the start, because I was a bit nervous about doing it, but like now, once you got used to it, it's kind of, yeah, it's fine now.
Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, so many people are going to remember the Full Monty from the film version back in 97, but this isn't just the film on stage, is it? This is a slightly different show.
Do you know what? It's actually pretty true to the film, if I'm honest. I mean, it was written by Simon Beaufoy, the same writer who wrote the film, and he adapted it for the stage. So it's got all the lines that you'd expect to hear from the film are in there. There's a few like extra scenes, so you kind of get a little bit more of the relationships between the characters. But essentially, it is pretty much like the film transferred onto the stage.
And you've got a fantastic cast alongside you as well. People like Gary Lucy, who people will know from Hollyoaks and The Bill.
Yep.
And Andrew Dunn, who played Tony in Dinner Ladies. Are you having an absolute blast? Because it seems like the sort of people you just want to go down the pub and have a laugh with.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the whole company, I think there's 16 of us all together. Because obviously there's people who play the other parts of the show and stuff. But like the main six guys, I mean, we all get on fantastic. We all do. Everyone on the cast gets on amazingly. So yeah, it's a really good company to work for. We're all having an amazing amazing time. Like you say, like I've known Gary for quite a long time because we crossed paths on Dancing on Ice.
Yep.
Did a tour together. People like Kai Owen, who plays Dave, he's just left Hollyoaks as well. It's kind of a bit of a Hollyoaks reunion going on here. But yeah, no, it's great. Everyone's fantastic, and I'm having a whale of a time.
Just in case there are a few people sitting out there who, for whatever reason, the original film or the film version of the show completely bypassed them, just give us a sort of a vague idea of what the story is if people come to see the show.
Well, basically, it's kind of set in like just after the Thatcher era in Sheffield in the 80s. All these guys are out of work, and they're looking for... They're desperate. Like, the whole community's gone downhill. The Gaz, the main character, he's in a battle over custody of his son. He needs to pay maintenance, so he needs money. And it's interesting, really, because all the characters have got different reasons for eventually doing this strip. Mm. And, Gaz, the Chippendales, turn up in Sheffield, and they realise that these guys are making a load of money. So Gaz has this bright idea to set up a Yorkshire version of the Chippendales. And, then you can imagine what comes next.
You can at the end of the show. We say that, but obviously the show itself, it's not like going to see like Dream Boys or whatever. There is a very emotional, in a way, story attached to it as well.
Yeah, completely. I mean, obviously it's kind of, we get a lot of women in the audience who kind of...
Do you really? Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. But the show actually follows like quite a lot of themes. As it deals with like questions about your sexuality, like body image. There's all sorts going on in there. So when we do eventually get to that point at the end of the show, it's not just like you've just come to see a strip show. You've really been on the journey with these six guys, and you're really willing them to do well for all sorts of different reasons.
And one of the big things in the 97 film version as well was the soundtrack, probably one of the best soundtracks of films from that era. Is there an amazing soundtrack that goes with this show as well?
Yeah, there's all sorts in there. There's like Hot Stuff, You Can Leave Your Hat On, Je T'aime, bit of James Brown thrown in there. Yeah, it's a great soundtrack.
All the stuff that you need.
Yeah, all the stuff that you'd expect to hear in the full Monty.
And you're coming to Birmingham with the show next week. Are you looking forward to visiting the city?
Yeah, I am actually. I mean, I've been to Birmingham a couple of times when I've done the Dancing on Ice tour. And I love the city. So, I'm looking forward to getting there, having a little explore about.
Now, the most important question, of course, when you come into Birmingham is, are you a curry fan?
I am indeed. I'm from Bradford.
I suppose it goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
I'm a curry connoisseur, to be honest.
So I trust you will be you'll be frequenting some of the establishments in the area as well.
Indeed.
Excellent.
Indeed.
Just had to double check. And we're very much looking forward to seeing you as well. It all kicks off next week, November the 14th, at Birmingham Hippodrome. Tickets are available online as well at birminghamhippodrome.com. Thank you for spending some time chatting to us. Very much appreciate it.
I know
you've got to get off and get yourself ready for the matinee today. So best of luck with that. Yep. We look forward to seeing you down in Birmingham next week.
Thanks very much. Nice to speak to you.